Ecclesiasticus, chapter 24. Wisdom praiseth herself, her origin, her dwelling, her dignity, and her fruits. Wisdom shall praise her own self, and shall be honored in God, and shall glory in the midst of her people, and shall open her mouth in the churches of the Most High, and shall glorify herself in the sight of his power. And in the midst of her own people she shall be exalted, and shall be admired in the holy assembly. And in the multitude of the elect she shall have praise, and among the blessed she shall be blessed, saying, I came out of the mouth of the Most High, the firstborn before all creatures. I made that in the heavens there should rise light that never faileth. And as a cloud I covered all the earth. I dwelt in the highest places, and my throne is in a pillar of a cloud. I alone have compassed the circuit of heaven, and have penetrated into the bottom of the deep, and have walked in the waves of the sea, and have stood in all the earth, and in every people, and in every nation I have had the chief rule. And by my power I have trodden under my feet the hearts of all the high and low, and in all these I sought rest, and I shall abide in the inheritance of the Lord. Then the Creator of all things commanded, and said to me, And he that made me rested in my tabernacle. And he said to me, Let thy dwelling be in Jacob, and thy inheritance in Israel, and take root in my elect. From the beginning and before the world was I created, and unto the world to come I shall not cease to be, and in the holy dwelling place I have ministered before him. And so was I established in Zion, and in the holy city likewise I rested, and my power was in Jerusalem, and I took root in an honorable people, and in the portion of my God his inheritance, and my abode is in the full assembly of saints. I was exalted like a cedar in Libanus, and as a cypress tree on Mount Zion. I was exalted like a palm tree in Cadiz, and as a rose plant in Jericho, as a fair olive tree in the plains, and as a plane tree by the water in the streets was I exalted. I gave a sweet smell like cinnamon and aromatical balm. I yielded a sweet odor like the best myrrh. And I perfumed my dwelling as storax, and galbanum, and onyx, and aloes, and as the frankincense not cut, and my odor is as the purest balm. I have stretched out my branches as the turpentine tree, and my branches are of honor and grace. As the vine I have brought forth a pleasant odor, and my flowers are the fruit of honor and riches. I am the mother of fair love, and of fear, and of knowledge, and of holy hope. In me is all grace of the way and of the truth. In me is all hope of life and of virtue. Come over to me, all ye that desire me, and be filled with my fruits. For my spirit is sweet above honey, and my inheritance above honey and the honeycomb. My memory is unto everlasting generations. They that eat me shall yet hunger, and they that drink me shall yet thirst. He that hearkeneth to me shall not be confounded, and they that work by me shall not sin. They that explain me shall have life everlasting. All these things are the book of life, and the covenant of the Most High, and the knowledge of truth. Moses commanded a law in the precepts of justices, and an inheritance to the house of Jacob, and the promises to Israel. He appointed to David his servant to raise up of him a most mighty king, and sitting on the throne of glory for ever, who filleth up wisdom as the Phison, and as the Tigris in the days of the new fruits, who maketh understanding to abound as the Euphrates, who multiplieth it as the Jordan in the time of harvest, who sendeth knowledge as the light, and riseth up as Gihon in the time of the vintage, who first hath perfect knowledge of her, and a weaker shall not search her out. For her thoughts are more vast than the sea, and her counsels more deep than the great ocean. I, wisdom, have poured out rivers. I, like a brook out of a river of a mighty water, I, like a channel of a river, and like an aqueduct, came out of paradise. I said, I will water my garden of plants, and I will water abundantly the fruits of my meadow. And behold, my brook became a great river, and my river came near to a sea. For I make doctrine to shine forth to all as the morning light, and I will declare it afar off. I will penetrate to all the lower parts of the earth, and will behold all that sleep, and will enlighten all that hope in the Lord. I will yet pour out doctrine as prophecy, and will leave it to them that seek wisdom, and will not cease to instruct their offspring even to the holy age. See ye that I have not labored for myself alone, but for all that seek out the truth. Chapter 25, Documents of Wisdom on Several Subjects. With three things my spirit is pleased, which are proved before God and men: the concord of brethren, and the love of neighbors, and man and wife that agree well together. Three sorts my soul hateth, and I am greatly grieved at their life: a poor man that is proud, a rich man that is a liar, an old man that is a fool and doting. The things that thou hast not gathered in thy youth, how shalt thou find them in thy old age? Oh, how comely is judgment for a gray head, and for ancients to know counsel! Oh, how comely is wisdom for the aged, and understanding and counsel to men of honor! Much experience is the crown of old men, and the fear of God is their glory. Nine things that are not to be imagined by the heart have I magnified, and the tenth I will utter to men with my tongue. A man that hath joy of his children, and he that liveth and seeth the fall of his enemies. Blessed is he that dwelleth with a wise woman, and that hath not slipped with his tongue, and that hath not served such as are unworthy of him. Blessed is he that findeth a true friend, and that declareth justice to an ear that heareth. How great is he that findeth wisdom and knowledge! But there is none above him that feareth the Lord. The fear of God hath set itself above all things. Blessed is the man to whom it is given to have the fear of God. He that holdeth it, to whom shall he be likened? The fear of God is the beginning of his love, and the beginning of faith is to be fast joined unto it. The sadness of the heart is every plague, and the wickedness of a woman is all evil. And a man will choose any plague but the plague of the heart, and any wickedness but the wickedness of a woman, and any affliction but the affliction from them that hate him, and any revenge but the revenge of enemies. There is no head worse than the head of a serpent, and there is no anger above the anger of a woman. It will be more agreeable to abide with a lion and a dragon than to dwell with a wicked woman. The wickedness of a woman changeth her face, and she darkeneth her countenance as a bear, and showeth it like sackcloth. In the midst of her neighbors, her husband groaned, and hearing he sighed a little. All malice is short to the malice of a woman. Let the lot of sinners fall upon her. As the climbing of a sandy way is to the feet of the aged, so is a wife full of tongue to a quiet man. Look not upon a woman's beauty, and desire not a woman for beauty. A woman's anger and impudence and confusion is great. A woman, if she have superiority, is contrary to her husband. A wicked woman abateth the courage, and maketh a heavy countenance and a wounded heart. Feeble hands and disjointed knees, a woman that doth not make her husband happy. From the woman came the beginning of sin, and by her we all die. Give no issue to thy water, no, not a little, nor to a wicked woman liberty to gad abroad. If she walk not at thy hand, she will confound thee in the sight of thy enemies. Cut her off from thy flesh, lest she always abuse thee. Chapter 26, Of Good and Bad Women. Happy is the husband of a good wife, for the number of his years is double. A virtuous woman rejoiceth her husband, and shall fulfill the years of his life in peace. A good wife is a good portion. She shall be given in the portion of them that fear God, to a man for his good deeds. Rich or poor, if his heart is good, his countenance shall be cheerful at all times. Of three things my heart hath been afraid, and at the fourth my face hath trembled: the accusation of a city, and the gathering together of the people, and a false calumny. All are more grievous than death. A jealous woman is the grief and mourning of the heart. With a jealous woman is a scourge of the tongue, which communicateth withal. As a yoke of oxen that is moved to and fro, so also is a wicked woman. He that hath hold of her is as he that taketh hold of a scorpion. A drunken woman is a great wrath, and her reproach and shame shall not be hid. The fornication of a woman shall be known by the haughtiness of her eyes and by her eyelids. On a daughter that turneth not away herself, set a strict watch, lest, finding an opportunity, she abuse herself. Take heed of the impudence of her eyes, and wonder not if she slight thee. She will open her mouth as a thirsty traveler to the fountain, and will drink of every water near her, and will sit down by every hedge, and open her quiver against every arrow, until she fail. The grace of a diligent woman shall delight her husband, and shall fat his bones. Her discipline is the gift of God. Such is a wise and silent woman, and there is nothing so much worth as a well-instructed soul. A holy and shame-faced woman is grace upon grace, and no price is worthy of a continent soul. As the sun when it riseth to the world in the high places of God, so is the beauty of a good wife for the ornament of her house. As the lamp shining upon the holy candlestick, so is the beauty of the face in a ripe age. As golden pillars upon bases of silver, so are the firm feet upon the soles of a steady woman. As everlasting foundations upon a solid rock, so the commandments of God in the heart of a holy woman. At two things my heart is grieved, and the third bringeth anger upon me. A man of war fainting through poverty, and a man of sense despised, and he that passeth over from justice to sin. God hath prepared such an one for the sword. Two sorts of callings have appeared to me hard and dangerous. A merchant is hardly free from negligence, and a huckster shall not be justified from the sins of the lips. Chapter 27. Dangers of sin from several heads. The fear of God is the best preservative. He that diggeth a pit shall fall into it. Through poverty many have sinned, and he that seeketh to be enriched turneth away his eye. As a stake sticketh fast in the midst of the joining of stones, so also in the midst of selling and buying, sin shall stick fast. Sin shall be destroyed with the sinner. Unless thou hold thyself diligently in the fear of the Lord, thy house shall quickly be overthrown. As when one sifteth with a sieve, the dust will remain, so will the perplexity of a man in his thoughts. The furnace trieth the potter's vessels, and the trial of affliction just men. As the dressing of a tree showeth the fruit thereof, so a word out of the thought of the heart of man. Praise not a man before he speaketh, for this is the trial of men. If thou followest justice, thou shalt obtain her, and shalt put her on as a long robe of honor, and thou shalt dwell with her, and she shall protect thee forever. And in the day of acknowledgment thou shalt find a strong foundation. Birds resort unto their like, so truth will return to them that practice her. The lion always lieth in wait for prey, so do sins for them that work iniquities. A holy man continueth in wisdom as the sun, but a fool is changed as the moon. In the midst of the unwise, keep in the word till its time, but be continually among men that think. The discourse of sinners is hateful, and their laughter is at the pleasures of sin. The speech that sweareth much shall make the hair of the head stand upright, and its irreverence shall make one stop his ears. In the quarrels of the proud is the shedding of blood, and their cursing is a grievous hearing. He that discloseth the secret of a friend loseth his credit, and shall never find a friend to his mind. Love thy neighbor, and be joined to him with fidelity. But if thou discover his secrets, follow no more after him. For as a man that destroyeth his friend, so also is he that destroyeth the friendship of his neighbor. And as one that letteth a bird go out of his hand, so hast thou let thy neighbor go, and thou shalt not get him again. Follow after him no more, for he is gone afar off. He is fled as a roe escaped out of the snare, because his soul is wounded. Thou canst no more bind him up. And of a curse there is reconciliation. But to disclose the secrets of a friend leaveth no hope to an unhappy soul. He that winketh with the eye forgeth wicked things, and no man will cast him off. In the sight of thy eyes he will sweeten his mouth, and will admire thy words, but at the last he will writhe his mouth, and on thy words he will lay a stumbling block. I have hated many things, but not like him, and the Lord will hate him. If one cast a stone on high, it will fall upon his own head, and the deceitful stroke will wound the deceitful. He that diggeth a pit shall fall into it, and he that setteth a stone for his neighbor shall stumble upon it, and he that layeth a snare for another shall perish in it. A mischievous counsel shall be rolled back upon the author, and he shall not know from whence it cometh to him. Mockery and reproach are of the proud, and vengeance as a lion shall lie in wait for him. They shall perish in a snare that are delighted with the fall of the just, and sorrow shall consume them before they die. Anger and fury are both of them abominable, and the sinful man shall be subject to them. Chapter 28. Lessons against revenge and quarrels, the evils of the tongue. He that seeketh to revenge himself shall find vengeance from the Lord, and he will surely keep his sins in remembrance. Forgive thy neighbor if he hath hurt thee, and then shall thy sins be forgiven to thee when thou prayest. Man to man reserveth anger, and doth he seek remedy of God? He hath no mercy on a man like himself, and doth he entreat for his own sins. He that is but flesh nourisheth anger, and doth he ask forgiveness of God? Who shall obtain pardon for his sins? Remember thy last things, and let enmity cease. For corruption and death hang over in his commandments. Remember the fear of God, and be not angry with thy neighbor. Remember the covenant of the Most High, and overlook the ignorance of thy neighbor. Refrain from strife, and thou shalt diminish thy sins. For a passionate man kindleth strife, and a sinful man will trouble his friends, and bring in debate in the midst of them that are at peace. For as the wood of the forest is, so the fire burneth. And as a man's strength is, so shall his anger be. And according to his riches he shall increase his anger. A hasty contention kindleth a fire, and a hasty quarrel sheddeth blood, and a tongue that beareth witness bringeth death. If thou blow the spark, it shall burn as a fire, and if thou spit upon it, it shall be quenched. Both come out of the mouth. The whisperer and the double-tongued is accursed, for he hath troubled many that were at peace. The tongue of a third person hath disquieted many, and scattered them from nation to nation. It hath destroyed the strong cities of the rich, and hath overthrown the houses of great men. It hath cut in pieces the forces of people, and undone strong nations. The tongue of a third person hath cast out valiant women, and deprived them of their labors. He that hearkeneth to it shall never have rest, neither shall he have a friend in whom he may repose. The stroke of a whip maketh a blue mark, but the stroke of the tongue will break the bones. Many have fallen by the edge of the sword, but not so many as have perished by their own tongue. Blessed is he that is defended from a wicked tongue, that hath not passed into the wrath thereof, and that hath not drawn the yoke thereof, and hath not been found in its bands. For its yoke is a yoke of iron, and its bands are bands of brass. The death thereof is a most evil death, and hell is preferable to it. Its continuance shall not be for a long time, but it shall possess the ways of the just, and the just shall not be burnt with its flame. They that forsake God shall fall into it, and it shall burn in them, and shall not be quenched, and it shall be sent upon them as a lion, and as a leopard it shall tear them. Hedge in thy tears with thorns, hear not a wicked tongue, and make doors and bars to thy mouth. Melt down thy gold and silver, and make a balance for thy words, and a just bridle for thy mouth. And take heed lest thou slip with thy tongue, and fall in the sight of thy enemies who lie in wait for thee, and thy fall be incurable unto death. Chapter 29. Of charity in lending money, and justice in repaying, of alms, and of being surety. He that showeth mercy lendeth to his neighbor, and he that is stronger in hand keepeth the commandments. Lend to thy neighbor in the time of his need, and pay thou thy neighbor again in due time. Keep thy word, and deal faithfully with him, and thou shalt always find that which is necessary for thee. Many have looked upon a thing lent as a thing found, and have given trouble to them that help them. Till they receive, they kiss the hands of the lender, and in promises they humble their voice. But when they should repay, they will ask time, and will return tedious and murmuring words, and will complain of the time. And if he be able to pay, he will stand off, he will scarce pay one half, and will count it as if he had found it. But if not, he will defraud him of his money, and he shall get him for an enemy without cause. And he will pay him with reproaches and curses, and instead of honor and good turn will repay him injuries. Many have refused to lend, not out of wickedness, but they were afraid to be defrauded without cause. But yet towards the poor be thou more hearty, and delay not to show him mercy. Help the poor because of the commandment, and send him not away empty-handed because of his poverty. Lose thy money for thy brother and thy friend, and hide it not under a stone to be lost. Place thy treasure in the commandments of the Most High, and it shall bring thee more profit than gold. Shut up alms in the heart of the poor, and it shall obtain help for thee against all evil. Better than the shield of the mighty, and better than the spear, it shall fight for thee against thy enemy. A good man is surety for his neighbor, and he that hath lost shame will leave him to himself. Forget not the kindness of thy surety, for he hath given his life for thee. The sinner and the unclean fleeth from his surety. A sinner attributeth to himself the goods of his surety, and he that is of an unthankful mind will leave him that delivered him. A man is surety for his neighbor, and when he hath lost all shame, he shall forsake him. Evil suretyship hath undone many of good estate, and hath tossed them as a wave of the sea. It hath made powerful men to go from place to place round about, and they have wandered in strange countries. A sinner that transgresseth the commandment of the Lord shall fall into an evil suretyship, and he that undertaketh many things shall fall into judgment. Recover thy neighbor according to thy power, and take heed to thyself that thou fall not. The chief thing for man's life is water and bread and clothing and a house to cover shame. Better is the poor man's fare under a roof of boards than sumptuous cheer abroad in another man's house. Be contented with little instead of much, and thou shalt not hear the reproach of going abroad. It is a miserable life to go as a guest from house to house. Where a man is a stranger, he shall not deal confidently, nor open his mouth. He shall entertain and feed and give drink to the unthankful, and moreover, he shall hear bitter words. Go, stranger, and furnish the table and give others to eat what thou hast in thy hand. Give place to the honorable presence of my friends, for I want my house, my brother being, to be lodged with me. These things are grievous to a man of understanding, the upbraiding of house room and the reproaching of the lender. Chapter 30. Of correction of children. Health is better than wealth. Excessive grief is hurtful. He that loveth his son frequently chastiseth him, that he may rejoice in his latter end, and not grope after the doors of his neighbors. He that instructeth his son shall be praised in him, and shall glory in him in the midst of them of his household. He that teacheth his son maketh his enemy jealous, and in the midst of his friends he shall glory in him. His father is dead, and he is as if he were not dead, for he hath left one behind him that is like himself. While he lived, he saw and rejoiced in him, and when he died, he was not sorrowful, neither was he confounded before his enemies. For he left behind him a defender of his house against his enemies, and one that will requite kindness to his friends. For the souls of his sons he shall bind up his wounds, and at every cry his bowels shall be troubled. A horse not broken becometh stubborn, and a child left to himself will become headstrong. Give thy son his way, and he shall make thee afraid. Play with him, and he shall make thee sorrowful. Laugh not with him, lest thou have sorrow, and at the last thy teeth be set on edge. Give him not liberty in his youth, and wink not at his devices. Bow down his neck while he is young, and beat his sides while he is a child, lest he grow stubborn, and regard thee not, and so be a sorrow of heart to thee. Instruct thy son, and labor about him, lest his lewd behavior be an offense to thee. Better is a poor man who is sound and strong of constitution than a rich man who is weak and afflicted with evils. Health of the soul in holiness of justice is better than all gold and silver, and a sound body than immense revenues. There is no riches above the riches of the health of the body, and there is no pleasure above the joy of the heart. Better is death than a bitter life, and everlasting rest than continual sickness. Good things that are hidden in a mouth that is shut are as messes of meat set about a grave. What good shall an offering do to an idol? For it can neither eat nor smell. So is he that is persecuted by the Lord, bearing the reward of his iniquity. He seeth with his eyes, and groaneth, as an eunuch embracing a virgin, and sighing. Give not up thy soul to sadness, and afflict not thyself in thy own counsel. The joyfulness of the heart is the life of a man, and a never-failing treasure of holiness, and the joy of a man is length of life. Have pity on thy own soul, pleasing God, and contain thyself. Gather up thy heart in his holiness, and drive away sadness far from thee. For sadness hath killed many, and there is no profit in it. Envy and anger shorten a man's days, and pensiveness will bring old age before the time. A cheerful and good heart is always feasting, for his banquets are prepared with diligence. Chapter 31. Of the desire of riches and of moderation in eating and drinking. Watching for riches consumeth the flesh, and the thought thereof driveth away sleep. The thinking beforehand turneth away the understanding, and a grievous sickness maketh the soul sober. The rich man hath labored in gathering riches together, and when he resteth, he shall be filled with his goods. The poor man hath labored in his low way of life, and in the end he is still poor. He that loveth gold shall not be justified, and he that followeth after corruption shall be filled with it. Many have been brought to fall for gold, and the beauty thereof hath been their ruin. Gold is a stumbling block to them that sacrifice to it. Woe to them that eagerly follow after it, and every fool shall perish by it. Blessed is the rich man that is found without blemish, and that hath not gone after gold, nor put his trust in money, nor in treasures. Who is he, and we will praise him? For he hath done wonderful things in his life. Who hath been tried thereby, and made perfect? He shall have glory everlasting. He that could have transgressed, and hath not transgressed, and could do evil things, and hath not done them. Therefore are his goods established in the Lord, and all the church of the saints shall declare his alms. Art thou set at a great table? Be not the first to open thy mouth upon it. Say not, there are many things which are upon it. Remember that a wicked eye is evil. What is created more wicked than an eye? Therefore shall it weep over all the face when it shall see. Stretch not out thy hand first, lest being disgraced with envy thou be put to confusion. Be not hasty in a feast. Judge of the disposition of thy neighbor by thyself. Use as a frugal man the things that are set before thee, lest if thou eatest much, thou be hated. Leave off first for manner's sake, and exceed not, lest thou offend. And if thou sittest among many, reach not thy hand out first of all, and be not the first to ask for drink. How sufficient is a little wine for a man well taught, and in sleeping thou shalt not be uneasy with it, and thou shalt feel no pain. Watching, and choler, and gripes are with an intemperate man. Sound and wholesome sleep with a moderate man. He shall sleep till morning, and his soul shall be delighted with him. And if thou hast been forced to eat much, arise, go out and vomit, and it shall refresh thee, and thou shalt not bring sickness upon thy body. Hear me, my son, and despise me not, and in the end thou shalt find my words. In all thy works be quick, and no infirmity shall come to thee. The lips of many shall bless him that is liberal of his bread, and the testimony of his truth is faithful. Against him that is niggardly of his bread, the city will murmur, and the testimony of his niggardliness is true. Challenge not them that love wine, for wine hath destroyed very many. Fire trieth hard iron. So wine drunk to excess shall rebuke the hearts of the proud. Wine taken with sobriety is equal life to men. If thou drink it moderately, thou shalt be sober. What is his life who is diminished with wine? What taketh away life? The death. Wine was created from the beginning to make men joyful, and not to make them drunk. Wine drunken with moderation is the joy of the soul and the heart. Sober drinking is health to soul and body. Wine drunken with excess raiseth quarrels and wrath and many ruins. Wine drunken with excess is bitterness of the soul. The heat of drunkenness is the stumbling block of the fool, lessening strength and causing wounds. Rebuke not thy neighbor in a banquet of wine, and despise him not in his mirth. Speak not to him words of reproach, and press him not in demanding again. Chapter 32. Lessons for superiors and inferiors. Advantages of fearing God and doing nothing without counsel. Have they made thee ruler? Be not lifted up, be among them as one of them. Have care of them, and so sit down, and when thou hast acquitted thyself of all thy charge, take thy place, that thou mayest rejoice for them, and receive a crown as an ornament of grace, and get the honor of the contribution. Speak, thou that art elder, for it becometh thee to speak the first word with careful knowledge, and hinder not music. Where there is no hearing, pour not out words, and be not lifted up out of season with thy wisdom. A concert of music in a banquet of wine is as a carbuncle set in gold. As a signet of an emerald in a work of gold, so is the melody of music with pleasant and moderate wine. Hear in silence, and for thy reverence good grace shall come to thee. Young man, scarcely speak in thy own cause. If thou be asked twice, let thy answer be short. In many things be as if thou wert ignorant, and hear in silence and with all seeking. In the company of great men, take not upon thee. And when the ancients are present, speak not much. Before a storm goeth lightning, and before shamefacedness goeth favor, and for thy reverence good grace shall come to thee. And at the time of rising, be not slack, but be first to run home to thy house, and there withdraw thyself, and there take thy pastime. And do what thou hast in mind, but not in sin or proud speech. And for all these things bless the Lord that made thee, and that replenisheth thee with all his good things. He that feareth the Lord will receive his discipline, and they that will seek him early shall find a blessing. He that seeketh the law shall be filled with it, and he that dealeth deceitfully shall meet with a stumbling block therein. They that fear the Lord shall find just judgment, and shall kindle justice as a light. A sinful man will flee reproof, and will find an excuse according to his will. A man of counsel will not neglect understanding. A strange and proud man will not dread fear. Even after he hath done with fear without counsel, he shall be controlled by the things of his own seeking. My son, do thou nothing without counsel, and thou shalt not repent when thou hast done. Go not in the way of ruin, and thou shalt not stumble against the stones. Trust not thyself to a rugged way, lest thou set a stumbling block to thy soul. And beware of thy own children, and take heed of them of thy household. In every work of thine regard thy soul and faith, for this is the keeping of the commandments. He that believeth God taketh heed to the commandments, and he that trusteth in him shall fare never the worse. Chapter 33. The fear of God is the best security. Times and men are in the hands of God. Take care of thyself as long as thou livest, and look to thy servants. No evil shall happen to him that feareth the Lord, but in temptation God will keep him, and deliver him from evils. A wise man hateth not the commandments and justices, and he shall not be dashed in pieces as a ship in a storm. A man of understanding is faithful to the law of God, and the law is faithful to him. He that cleareth up a question shall prepare what to say, and so having prayed he shall be heard, and shall keep discipline, and then he shall answer. The heart of a fool is as a wheel of a cart, and his thoughts are like a rolling axle tree. A friend that is a mocker is like a stallion horse. He neigheth under every one that sitteth upon him. Why doth one day excel another, and one light another, and one year another year, when all come of the sun? By the knowledge of the Lord they were distinguished, the sun being made, and keeping his commandment. And he ordered the seasons and holidays of them, and in them they celebrated festivals at an hour. Some of them God made high in great days, and some of them he put in the number of ordinary days. And all men are from the ground and out of the earth, from whence Adam was created. With much knowledge the Lord hath divided them and diversified their ways. Some of them hath he blessed and exalted, and some of them hath he sanctified and set near himself, and some of them hath he cursed and brought low, and turned them from their station. As the potter's clay is in his hand to fashion and order it, all his ways are according to his ordering. So man is in the hand of him that made him, and he will render to him according to his judgment. Good is set against evil, and life against death. So also is the sinner against a just man. And so look upon all the works of the Most High, two and two, and one against another. And I awaked last of all, and as one that gathereth after the grape gatherers, in the blessing of God I also have hoped, and as one that gathereth grapes have I filled the winepress. See that I have not labored for myself only, but for all that seek discipline. Hear me, ye great men, and all ye people, and hearken with your ears, ye rulers of the church. Give not to son or wife, brother or friend, power over thee while thou livest, and give not thy estate to another, lest thou repent and thou entreat for the same. As long as thou livest and hast breath in thee, let no man change thee, for it is better that thy children should ask of thee than that thou look toward the hands of thy children. In all thy works keep thee preeminence. Let no stain sully thy glory. In the time when thou shalt end the days of thy life, and in the time of thy decease, distribute thy inheritance. Fodder and a wand and a burden are for an ass, bread and correction and work for a slave. He worketh under correction and seeketh to rest. Let his hands be idle, and he seeketh liberty. The yoke and the thong bend a stiff neck, and continual labors bow a slave. Torture and fetters are for a malicious slave. Send him to work that he be not idle, for idleness hath taught much evil. Set him to work, for so it is fit for him. And if he be not obedient, bring him down with fetters, but be not excessive towards anyone, and do no grievous thing without judgment. If thou have a faithful servant, let him be to thee as thy own soul. Treat him as a brother, because in the blood of thy soul thou hast gotten him. If thou hurt him unjustly, he will run away,
And if he rise up and depart, thou knowest not whom to ask, and in what way to seek him. Chapter 34. The Vanity of Dreams, the Advantage of Experience, and of the Fear of God. The hopes of a man that is void of understanding are vain and deceitful, and dreams lift up fools. The man that giveth heed to lying visions is like to him that catcheth at a shadow, and followeth after the wind. The vision of dreams is the resemblance of one thing to another, as when a man's likeness is before the face of a man. What can be made clean by the unclean, and what truth can come from that which is false? Deceitful divinations, and lying omens, and the dreams of evildoers are vanity, and the heart fancieth as that of a woman in travail, except it be a vision sent forth from the Most High. Set not thy heart upon them, for dreams have deceived many, and they have failed that put their trust in them. The word of the law shall be fulfilled without a lie, and wisdom shall be made plain in the mouth of the faithful. What doth he know that hath not been tried? A man that hath much experience shall think of many things, and he that hath learned many things shall show forth understanding. He that hath no experience knoweth little, and he that hath been experienced in many things multiplieth prudence. He that hath not been tried, what manner of things doth he know? He that hath been surprised shall abound with subtlety. I have seen many things by traveling, and many customs of things. Sometimes I have been in danger of death for these things, and I have been delivered by the grace of God. The spirit of those that fear God is sought after, and by his regard shall be blessed. For their hope is on him that saveth them, and the eyes of God are upon them that love him. He that feareth the Lord shall tremble at nothing, and shall not be afraid, for he is his hope. The soul of him that feareth the Lord is blessed. To whom doth he look, and who is his strength? The eyes of the Lord are upon them that fear him. He is their powerful protector and strong stay, a defense from the heat, and a cover from the sun at noon, a preservation from stumbling, and a help from falling. He raiseth up the soul, and enlighteneth the eyes, and giveth health, and life, and blessing. The offering of him that sacrificeth of a thing wrongfully gotten is stained, and the mockeries of the unjust are not acceptable. The Lord is only for them that wait upon him in the way of truth and justice. The Most High approveth not the gifts of the wicked, neither hath he respect to the oblations of the unjust, nor will he be pacified for sins by the multitude of their sacrifices. He that offereth sacrifice of the goods of the poor is as one that sacrificeth the son in the presence of his father. The bread of the needy is the life of the poor. He that defraudeth them thereof is a man of blood. He that taketh away the bread gotten by sweat is like him that killeth his neighbor. He that sheddeth blood and he that defraudeth the laborer of his hire are brothers. When one buildeth up and another pulleth down, what profit have they but the labor? When one prayeth and another curseth, whose voice will God hear? He that washeth himself after touching the dead, if he toucheth him again, what doth his washing avail? So a man that fasteth for his sins, and doth the same again, what doth his humbling himself profit him? Who will hear his prayer? Chapter 35. What sacrifices are pleasing to God? He that keepeth the law multiplieth offerings. It is a wholesome sacrifice to take heed to the commandments, and to depart from all iniquity. And to depart from injustice is to offer a propitiatory sacrifice for injustices, and a begging of pardon for sins. He shall return thanks that offereth fine flour, and he that doth mercy offereth sacrifice. To depart from iniquity is that which pleaseth the Lord, and to depart from injustice is an entreaty for sins. Thou shalt not appear empty in the sight of the Lord. For all these things are to be done because of the commandment of God. The oblation of the just maketh the altar fat, and is an odor of sweetness in the sight of the Most High. The sacrifice of the just is acceptable, and the Lord will not forget the memorial thereof. Give glory to God with a good heart, and diminish not the first fruits of thy hands. In every gift show a cheerful countenance, and sanctify thy tithes with joy. Give to the Most High according to what he hath given to thee, and with a good eye do according to the ability of thy hands. For the Lord maketh recompense, and will give thee seven times as much. Do not offer wicked gifts, for such he will not receive. And look not upon an unjust sacrifice, for the Lord is judge, and there is not with him respect of persons. The Lord will not accept any person against a poor man, and he will hear the prayer of him that is wronged. He will not despise the prayers of the fatherless, nor the widow, when she poureth out her complaint. Do not the widow's tears run down the cheek, and her cry against him that causeth them to fall? For from the cheek they go up even to heaven, and the Lord that heareth will not be delighted with them. He that adoreth God with joy shall be accepted, and his prayer shall approach even to the clouds. The prayer of him that humbleth himself shall pierce the clouds, and till it come nigh, he will not be comforted, and he will not depart till the Most High behold. And the Lord will not be slack, but will judge for the just, and will do judgment. And the Almighty will not have patience with them, that he may crush their back. And he will repay vengeance to the Gentiles, till they have taken away the multitude of the proud, and broken the scepters of the unjust, till they have rendered to men according to their deeds, and according to the works of Adam, and according to his presumption, till they have judged the cause of his people, and he shall delight the just with his mercy. The mercy of God is beautiful in the time of affliction, as a cloud of rain in the time of drought. End of side one.